T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In case you're wondering, Shohei Ohtani tonight is plus money to hit a home run. It's my Rozier lock. Plus 221 to hit a home run tonight.
So. What's your Chauncey Billups flop? Isn't that what they call it when you see the cards, the flop, right?
Yep, that's the first three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better believe it.
A lot of flopping in the NBA, I'll tell you. Soccer, a lot of flopping there.
Yeah, you weren't impressed with SGA last night.
I was impressed. No, I'm still impressed. I just thought it should be mentioned. He had, what, 50-something, a little over 50 points?
55.
And you're not impressed by 50-something points?
He had 23 of them at the free throw line.
I'm going to finish the thought.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Three of them were free throw points. Took 25 total. Again, I don't.
Okay, I'm with you. Fair enough.
I don't think he's a free throw merchant. I think he's great, but just thought it should be mentioned. But
what was his free throw percentage?
He's like 23 for 25.
Okay, so he hit. That's good.
He hits him.
I think last year was like a 90% free throw shooter.
Okay, but why are you putting that guy at the line though? Then at that point,
flopper,
in time, right?
And part of the reason he is a little bit of a flopper, but he also does drive. Like he forces contact. He forces you to say either I'm going to make this bucket, or you're going to get. I'm going to go to the line.
Yeah. Well, good for him. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, to get your points. But yeah, if you score 50 some points and you had 25 shots, that's, I mean, that's not exactly, you know.
Yeah. I think
and 23.
Worth a mention.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I think that, no, that's digging deeper, Mac. And I think that is important. Wow. You see 55 points. Like me, that's the problem with life today is we all just read the headline and then you don't dig deeper to find out the why or the how.
Yep.
And so that was me being the headline reader right there. And then you go, no, let's dig a little deeper. He had 23 of the 50 at the line and he had 25 shots. Yeah, that's not really efficient.
Mac, you came up with this topic, so I'll let you lead the way. Mahomes is balanced when it comes to his skill set this year, using legs, arms, vision, mind, everything. What say you?
You got to turn your microphone on, son.
Well, it's these damn headphones. Sorry. We talk about trying to find the balance.
Oh, it's the headphones problem that the microphone wasn't turned on. I got it.
Blaming
it's the guy radaring me. It wasn't me speeding.
That's exactly. Sorry, you're right, Dad. It was my fault. I think the best version of Mahomes, in my opinion, and you guys may or may not agree, was 2022. I think some of the text line would come up and say, no, 2018, the stats, the numbers, the eye-popping stuff, the explosive plays, all that stuff was awesome, super fun, maybe the most captivating season.
Was 22 the 11-6 season?
That was the, no, Mahomes was MVP. They lost the Super Bowl that year.
Okay.
But that offense, and then the offensive line got, you know, injured in the playoffs. It was a different team by the time they played Tampa Bay in Super Bowl 55. But either way, that was it. So,
No, because 22 was not the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
21. So 22.
Because the Super Bowl for against Tampa in Tampa during COVID, February of 21.
So that would have been the year they lost to the Bengals in the AFC Championship.
AFC Championship.
Game.
Okay,
so,
yes, I'm just trying to get the season
Bowl.
Straight,
yes.
Bro. I'm old.
No,
I can't remember
it. It's hard. It's hard.
It is.
It's a good problem to have for us,
it really
too.
Is, because when they started to go on this run, we'd all look at each other and go, which Super Bowl again? And we're like, wow, we're sitting here saying, which Super Bowl again to a team that didn't go to a Super Bowl for 50 straight years?
So Mahomes said this yesterday on overanalyzing. He said, well, I know the coverage. You know, last year he'd said, it's like, I know the coverage it is. I know this route's not supposed to be open. So he would just move on. I went back and watched the film this last year, and I was like, I can't give the defenses too much credit. He was so backyard football, Brett Favre-ian in 2018. He had to refine some of that, become a little bit more fundamental.
Sure.
It was almost like he got a little bit too maybe... Ooh, that's
too fundamental.
Too fundamental. Oh, that's going to be wrong on the test.
Became Tim Duncan?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's not the right answer. Oh, that's not on the test, whatever it may be. But part of that was he had to become more intelligent because he didn't have those pieces around him.
Yes.
He now does have those pieces and understands how to utilize them on both sides of his brain. So he knows when to bring out that backyard ball. Don't lose that just because you know way more than that gunslinger in 2018 did. You still want to have some of that fun, still some of that freedom that he's had, and he knows how to be smarter with it. He has the ability to do both because of this offense around him and because he's taken the time to refine his game and become more intelligent. We saw it a little bit in 2022, which I think was his best season because of his intelligence, because of the weapons. He's become smarter, and the weapons have gotten even better. And so this is going to be, it already is, but this is the scariest Mahomes season, and it's just getting started now that Rice is here. I truthfully think he's tapping into a different level right
now.
Yeah,
it's an offense like we've never seen before, as we talked about with Mitch. We've been waiting for this since July of 24, whenever they set foot on the field in training camp and Hollywood Brown got injured, and now here we are, you know, with everybody healthy and ready to rock and roll and kind of do this thing. What word did you use to describe Mahomes' season? You had an adjective in there to describe most impressive season. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I would say most impressive. His best.
See, I would. I don't want to say I'm going to argue that with you, but I personally, and this is the subjective nature of this. I think his best season was the 11-6 year where he took Kadarius Toney to the Super Bowl and won. I mean, like, I really do. I thought that was his best year because he had to work so hard and overcome so much and showed us that it doesn't matter what you throw at Mahomes' face. He's going to find a way to beat that, right? He's going to find a way to take care of business. And that's what I thought. He had so much adversity inside the building because he had an idiot playing wide receiver. and they still overcame that. And you saw that when they won that game, that exhausted look on him at the end of the field. That was going through all of that. I thought that was his best year ever as a quarterback because he had a lead in a way that he's never had a lead before, which has set him up to get us to at this point where we're like, I can win that way, I can win this way. I got all my eras up there, and now they're all combining into this one, man.
I think he's just combined all of his skill, and I don't hate that take either. I think you could probably have three or four seasons.
Of course, it's subjective. Yeah, everybody's going to have their favorite. You know,
the text line saying in 2022 he won the MVP and they won the Super Bowl against San Francisco, so we may have our years off. Either way, 2022.
That's not true. 2022, the Rams won the Super Bowl against the Bengals.
I think it's the Bengals.
It's not
true.
It's a fake text.
2022 regular season text. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, we're talking about 2022 playoffs. It's hard. It's weird with sports.
If you Google search 2022 Super Bowl, the first thing that comes up is Rams 23, Cincinnati 20. So, I mean, it just depends on what year you're trying to talk about. So,
yeah.
I like what you say about Mahomes being balanced. I also think there's an underrated thing that goes into that entire thing, and that's the trust that he has in his offensive line.
Yeah.
We talked about when quarterbacks turn 30, they kind of hit that grown-ass man stride, right? Like we saw with Brady, we saw with Manning kind of getting to that older. It's like, okay, now I've seen everything. It's like the book of once you've done something for 10,000 hours, you become an expert at that field. And when you look at that, it kind of, you know, puts it into perspective that he doesn't have his starting left tackle. Once again, he's got Jalen Moore. And Jalen Moore has filled that void and done well, and Mahomes still trusts him. Mm-hmm. So Mahomes is learning to trust more, which means that's giving him more time to read more, which is letting him know that things are more open out there, and he has all those targets. You add all that up to that balanced narrative, and Mahomes is a very dangerous dude when you put all that together. Like you've said before, he got his final Infinity Stone with a wide receiver. But maybe his final Infinity Stone was the trust in his team.
For sure.
Because he's got the three-headed backfield. He's got the four-headed wide receiver. He's got the offensive line. Now he's got the trust, and you add the knowledge.
And the play caller.
I mean, just out of body, you know, sort of thing. So, again, I think that it is a total balanced person. And when you put all that together, you're watching what it is and who is the favorite in the NFL to win the MVP.
Mahomes, and it'll only get bigger. It'll only get a wider margin.
Yep.
I think he's top four in defenses not playing man coverage against. They don't want to guard this fast team man-to-man. They can't keep up.
Well, you can't.
Right? And Mahomes, as we've discussed here, has become too intelligent to read a zone. He's going to read your cover three. He's going to read your cover four. And now he also has time to move around. Now you're sucking in. You're looking in at Mahomes. Your eyes have wavered away from who you're guarding. That's how Travis Kelce, that big play at the beginning of the game against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Zone coverage. Mahomes moves up. The eyes lock in. Travis Kelce's wide open before. Maybe Mahomes in this quote saying, I may have not looked back at Travis Kelce because he's not supposed to be open. He now knows he's playing with this freedom. It's just, he's got all the answers to the test, and he's got everyone helping him study.
Well, and he also has, and I've said this numerous times, him and Bill Self together have photographic memories. I do firmly believe that for both of them because they recall stuff that you're not supposed to be able to recall. They recall people like you're not supposed to be able to recall. They recall situations like you're not supposed to be able to recall. Yeah, Mahomes has got those cheat codes, man, and it's awesome to watch now that he's got the pieces around him that can accentuate those cheat codes even further.
That is the most balanced man in the NFL and the most balanced man on the radio in Mac Murray, as Mitch Holtis called him. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by J.P. Finley of Washington. So we'll get the perspective of what they have. Plus, Richard Sherman had something to say about the Chiefs as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Nobody wants to see the Kansas City Chiefs on their schedule in January. No, you don't. You could say you do. Buffalo Bills, you don't. Indianapolis Colts would love to avoid them. There's nobody that's like, hey, yeah, let's get the Kansas City Chiefs. Jacksonville Jaguars, I know you guys felt good about that win. You would hate to see them coming to Jacksonville in January. Because guess what? Go ahead and book your vacations because it's over with. And that's the way they've been. They've been in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 years. So we'd be foolish to think anything else. Because that's what they've proven. Sometimes you got to give people respect to their past. This is their reputation. Their reputation, champions. Until they don't live up to their reputation, I'll think they'll be in it. Regardless of what's going on, we've seen seasons where Patrick Mahomes has struggled early. They've gone to the Super Bowl. Years where he looked like the MVP candidate. They've gone to the Super Bowl. Years where they're a defensive team. They've gone to the Super Bowl. Really driven by their run game. They've gone to the Super Bowl.
We need more smart people like that speaking in the national media about what's truly going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. That was like I wrote that for Richard Sherman.
That's all I heard in the background. So
he's right about it all, because that's where I am. Until they tell us we're not going to be there, I'm going to believe that they're going to be there. Mm-hmm.
And I love that he said everything in January.
Yeah.
Because spoiled enough, Chiefs fans and people here in the local media that follow this team, you say it every year. Let's just get to January. We'll talk when we get there. 0-2 start, 4-3 now. Let's get to January. And when you hear Richard Sherman say that, it takes me back. And again, this is not a golf conversation. I promise you, I will not bore you. But it takes me back to the Tiger Woods documentary. And what I took from that entire documentary, outside of what his dad would do on the 18th hole in the trailer,
which was,
well, he was rocking it. That's all I can tell you.
Like that Portage on at South Carolina the other day.
And Tiger got all the details. But the most, I guess, eye-popping thing from that documentary was when, I forget who it is, but he's talking about Tiger on Sunday. And he said that there would be people that would come up and they would say, because he talks about the iconicness or the, you know, the iconic version of Tiger on Sunday. If he was down 3 strokes, he was going to win by 4. Mm-hmm. If he was up by 3, he was going to win by 10. And everybody would come up to this guy and say, man, I would love to get a shot at Tiger on Sunday. And the music and the audio pauses. And he responds with, the F you do. And that's exactly what Sherman is saying there. That's why I'm saying it's okay to be, yesterday I say, it's okay to be humble until you get there. And if you can take care of business and then you can get to your field that you are an expert in, which is playoff football. We have seen that because Mahomes only gone to the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl in his career, which is still insane to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And they are that team in January. They are that team that travels for training camp because that's where it starts. And that's the boring story of like, oh yeah, keep telling us how great the Chiefs are. Well, this is why.
Yep.
Because they nitpick everything throughout. It's they win 31-0. Well, we still left some plays out there. I've got to be a little bit better in this situation. Excuse me, you won 31-0. The F these teams want to see the Chiefs come to their house, because we look at the standings right now and the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs and they win this week and everybody else above them wins. And now the Chiefs are the 7th seed in the playoff. And you're like, okay, so we've got to go to Indianapolis. You think Indianapolis wants to see Kansas City come?
No.
And I mean, I know there's a history of the playoffs with Indianapolis and it's, you know, PTSD for a lot of us Chiefs fans out there. But what Richard Sherman is saying there is factually correct, because yeah, the regular season, early on, you're still trying to figure out your identity. You're still trying to gel. And we've seen in the last couple of weeks, you know, matchup at hand, they've gelled on the offensive line. We'd like to see that defensive line become more of a dependable unit on this team. But what you see from the Kansas City Chiefs is that's a scary team when it comes to the end of the year. And middle of the season, they get all their weapons back on offense. Middle of the season, they start to, you know, kind of become that team that you wanted to see the entire time. They get the bye week in week 10, and then it's on.
Yep.
And I think that's where you look at this team, and that's why Richard Sherman brings that up, is that, yeah, these teams are rolling well, but, like, the Colts don't have any playoff experience, right? I mean, at least Daniel Jones doesn't,
right.
And you're going to see that team go to the playoffs. Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers, we'll see how long that goes, but, you know, maybe that's a team that, you know, might
how
have,
cool would it be Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes in the AFC Championship?
It'd be the
game,
first
right?
time we've ever seen them play against each
I know.
Other.
That's what I'm and saying. It'd be awesome.
It would be great. And so I think that the Chiefs do own that huge advantage because they have the resume to prove that. Like, you can say, oh, Indianapolis could be scary in the playoffs. They play pretty good defense. They run the ball. They control the clock. They could be a team that could scare you. And then you go, well, why do the Chiefs scare you? And you go, 2018, lost in the AFC Championship. 2019, won the Super Bowl. 2020, lost in the Super Bowl. 2020, you know, you can go down right. that resume and you're like, well, they're always there. Their record in January. Mahomes, what, 17 wins in the playoffs?
17 and 4 in January and February in the postseason.
So I think
it's
that's
nuts.
Why. And, like, you can look at round one and Tiger Woods could be one over. Makes the cut at 2 under and he's 10 spots off from the lead. And then Saturday on moving day, all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, when it really matters and everything starts to get tight and the pressure starts to get there, all these other golfers tend to fail. And then when it starts to get where it's nut-cutting time, Tiger Woods was 2 behind the leader, and everybody went on Sunday and said, I know how this ends. You see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs get into the playoffs, and you tell yourself, I know how this goes. This is a team that gets to the playoffs, and they really seem to turn it on.
And also, too, it's not just necessarily about having the best players out there like the Chiefs have. They also have the ability of knowing how to win. And I think knowing how to win is so much more important than having sometimes the best players out there, because you're in these, you know, you're in these, you know, situations. The 13-second game, we know how to win. We know we're going to win this game. We've got that pedigree, and we're ready to rock and roll when it comes to, you know, any type of situation. And so you've got the best players out there. You get the best quarterback out there, you get the best coach out there, and they're the most tested team, and they know how to win.
We go out to JP Finley of 106.7 The Fan in Washington. JP, Marcus Mariota going up against this Chiefs defense, not a match made in heaven, but what can he do to cause a headache for that Chiefs defense?
You know, Mariota's a vet. He knows how to run this offense. It's a big help for Washington that they're going to get Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin back on the field. And I think, you know, Jaden's obviously the superior player. That's obvious. But Mariota can be really effective when he's got the RPO game working and he's using his legs a lot. And I think you'll see a decent amount of that. I think I was, you know, listening to you guys on hold there. Obviously, the Chiefs are almost 2-touchdown favorites for a reason in this thing. But I think Washington can move the ball here. And I think they got to get their ground game going again, and I think Marcus using his legs will be a big part of that.
Do you think that is going to be more of the ground game than the running backs are going to bring to the table with Mariota?
No, I mean, for them to win, I think they've got to try to slow this thing down. I think Mahomes and that Chiefs offense is just so stocked with playmakers, especially those young receivers with real speed. So I think Washington will want to run the ball a good amount. And I think, you know, the rookie got some big pub after a couple of big games and Bill Kroski Merritt. But I've really liked what Jeremy McNichols has done for Washington over the last couple of weeks. He's a really good pass blocker. And I think when you're already playing your backup, you might want a back that can handle pass pro pretty well. And McNichols has been really effective out of the backfield too. So I wouldn't be shocked to see a healthy dose of both Bill and McNichols.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest weakness that the Chiefs have kind of shown this year, is kind of shutting down that run game. And you would think that's what Washington would want to do. Also, you know, ball control. Keep Patrick Mahomes and that offense off the field that's essentially put up 30, you know, in their last four games.
Totally, dude. Totally.
I mean, does the defense, when you see them shut out the Raiders, does that scare anybody in D.C.? Or is that just a beat the Raiders pretty bad? Because that was Andy Reid's first shutout ever.
Yeah, I mean, the shutout stands out, but Washington also beat the Raiders pretty bad. So I think the Raiders are just bad. I think the body of work, obviously, that Kansas City has over the course of the last decade or whatever it is, but also just this season, you know, watching the Chiefs, understanding you're going to play in Arrowhead on Monday night. The Washington, whether they're called the Redskins, the football team, or the Commanders, has never won at Arrowhead. So I don't think there's any question of like the daunting task in front of them. And I don't know that shutting out the Raiders makes that like bigger or smaller. You know what I mean?
When you look at this game and you mentioned Deebo Samuel being back and McLaurin being back, is that a matchup we're looking at? Is where 22 for the Chiefs is going to line up? Is he going to be covering Deebo? Is he going to be covering Terry McLaurin? Like, that Trent McDuffie matchup is pretty vital in this game to see which guy is going to be, I guess, more open than the other.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting matchup. And obviously, you know, that's a stud corner. We haven't seen Terry get going, really. And I'm sure you guys are aware, but he had the contract holdout, got to camp late. Mm-hmm. Then he gets hurt three games in. Deebo had been really good for Washington. Deebo is probably the offensive MVP for this team through seven games, even though he missed last week. I would think McDuffie probably is with McLaurin. But that should mean a lot of underneath stuff for Deebo, and he's a difficult guy to bring down in the open field. I think Zach Ertz could be a factor in this thing with both of the receivers back. Ideally, Ertz does not have like kind of the high-end speeds he once had, but he's got really good hands, and I think Mariota will look to him as well.
Is this Washington team, JP, better than the team that we saw a year ago?
No, I would. That's a very interesting question. Last year, they seemed to get every good bounce. And that's not to suggest they weren't really good. Jaden was excellent. This year, the injuries have been so significant that it's been hard to get a really good read. And I think on the defensive side of the football, last year, they ended up going with Mikey Sammerstill, who was a rookie corner. They ended up going with him on the outside. And this year, they bumped him inside to get Marshawn Lattimore more work. Marshawn, last year, when they traded for him, was dealing with injuries kind of in and out of the lineup. The secondary for Washington, they have a rookie, Trey Amos, that's playing really well. But the secondary just seems discombobulated far too often. And with the injuries they've had at defensive end, I mean, they're certainly the two guys they thought would start the year for them are both on IR, done for the season, in Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong. Javonte Jean-Baptiste was a draft pick that had been playing decent. He's done for the year. Their focus this offseason was to get bigger and bulkier on both of the lines of scrimmage. And defensively, injuries have just wrecked it. So where they could be better is if Javon Kinlaw and Zaron Payne can apply interior pressure and kind of clog up that KC run game, if they can get interior pressure on Mahomes, that is a spot where maybe they could have an advantage. But I got to see it to believe it.
Let me re-ask that question. Is Daniels better this year than he was a year ago?
I mean, he's missing his third game, right? Yeah. Through seven, or his third game through eight. So hard to say, like, the better or worse. I mean, if you go watch like the LA game Jaden had, he was phenomenal, mm-hmm. right? Like, he still has that, whatever that really high ceiling is. And maybe that's, you know, inappropriate to say to a Kansas City station where you guys get to watch Patrick Mahomes every week. But whatever that really high quarterback ceiling is, like that top tier of quarterbacking in the NFL, Jaden still has that tier. He has been, like, a lot of these slow starts, Washington has gotten off to really slow starts in seemingly every game. Even the games they've won, they start slow. Like against the Chargers, they spotted them a 10-point lead, right? Jaden has looked a little off early in games to come back and look great. And I think between the knee and now the hammy, he hasn't been like just the super effective runner he was last season, but Jaden has still looked excellent, but it's just, he missed a ton.
Talking with JP Finley of 106.7 The Fan in Washington. JP, I want to ask you this because I don't want you to think I sound arrogant, but is this a game when you don't have your starting quarterback in there, you're getting your receivers back for basically the first time this season on the same field together, and it's Marcus Mariota, is it just don't get embarrassed, or is it, you know, we actually do have a chance at winning this game?
My concern with the don't, you know, we actually have a chance to win this game is on the defensive side of the ball more than the offense. I get, for KC fans that probably saw Mariota when he was with the Raiders or whatever, mm-hmm. it's kind of easy to dismiss, but he's been good. When he's been good at Washington, last year he didn't have any starts, but he had spot duty in about a game and a half, and he was excellent last season. This year he's still been good. I mean, he's completing 60% of his passes, four touchdowns. He has thrown a couple picks this year, but like for me, it's not offensively where I have great concerns. When Marcus has been in games, they've moved the ball pretty well. Like, go look at the Atlanta tape. They move the ball well in that thing. Just the defense can't get stops. Mm-hmm. So where this thing could go sideways to me is Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy having a pair of 80-yard touchdowns. Like that's the concern for me, is the explosive plays.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, just like the defense giving up explosives.
Yeah, you say that because I look at the numbers, and 27th in total yards allowed in the NFL at 381. That's an insane pop. And then also where the Chiefs have the advantage, but where you have the advantage, you know, Washington second in the league in rushing yards a game at almost 150 a game, which is wild. But you guys are giving up 238 in the air. That just seems like what you just said. If you can stop them on defense and control the ball, that seems to be the recipe for Washington.
Totally. And, you know, I was looking at some numbers. The Commanders' offense has been bad on third down. Like, if you want one statistic to look, compare from last year they were excellent on third down. They had a ton of long scoring drives. Mm-hmm. This year, they're punting so much more significantly. I want to say they're like bottom five, bottom 10 in the league at converting third downs. And then KC has the sixth best offense at converting third downs. And I feel like just me as somebody that has watched a lot of the Chiefs over the years, like that is still where Travis Kelce kills you, is third and five, and he's going to get seven. And then defensively, I saw the Chiefs with top 10 in forcing punts. And that's like offensively is my concern. They've had a ton of penalties, procedural nonsense. And so if they get in these third and 11s instead of the third and six, they're just in such rough shape. But I think last year they had a super aggressive mindset on fourth down. I almost think Dan Quinn needs to double down on that in this game just to try to maintain possession, because I don't trust the back end of this defense in Washington. And in conjunction with that, they've had so many injuries to the D-line, and the way Mahomes is able to be a magician anyway, like I just don't know that they generate enough pressure.
Well, JP, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for taking time out of your Friday to join us on the show. Enjoy Arrowhead on Monday night, and we appreciate the time.
Dude, I think we're actually – I do a radio show in D.C. I think we're doing it from your
you
guys'
You are. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see it. First time since the Super Bowl.
You got to wear your hat.
You know what? Maybe I will. For you on Monday, JP, I'll wear the hat.
Wear it for B-Mitch, not for me.
All right, I'll wear it for B-Mitch. We'll see you guys here on Monday.
Thanks, brother.
All right, thank you, guys.
That's JP Finley of 106.7 The Fan in Washington. Again, football, game and matchups. They don't stop the pass. What does Kansas City love to do?
Yeah. My concern is the run thing, though, for us, you know?
But again, how much of that is Jaden Daniels rushing yards that have added to that stat?
Yeah, I don't know. But he talked about Mariota being able to use his legs and the RPOs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not sitting here going, oh, my God, I'm scared to death. But no, there are some concerning red flags there that, you hope that the team after the Jacksonville loss, Dusty, isn't of the Bob Fesco mentality of we're never losing again. We're the greatest team of all time. I would hope those guys inside that locker room are a lot more humble. And I know that they are. The other thing that I found interesting about, his conversation there was about the fourth downs and, Dan Quinn, kind of going for it a little bit more on fourth down. And we've been talking about that in relation to the Chiefs this morning. And because the internet listens to us, I just got served a stat about the fourth downs about Andy Reid. And, for the first, 12 years of his career in Kansas City, as we've talked about, he only went for it like 13% of the time. And this year he's going for it 32% of the time. We're getting to a stage now, guys, where it's not just on the other side of the 50. Everybody's going for it on fourth down. It's like third down now is not the big deal that I think it was even a year ago in the NFL. More and more teams are playing these four down games and going for it on fourth down in more and more situations than we've ever seen before. And so when you get into that mindset of holding a team for three plays and then they're going to punt it, you've got to also change that mindset of thinking as well. Because if you hold them on three plays and it's fourth and four, that offense is probably staying out there. And they've got another opportunity to go for it. So as a defender, you've got to get yourself into that mindset of saying, this is a four-down situation all of the time, unless, it's like inside the 20 or something crazy like that. But I think more often than not, we're going to see a lot of teams start to go for it more and more on fourth down than we've ever seen before. Andy Reid is a prime example of that.
And you were saying, what about Jaden Daniels having his rushing yards?
Over 200, 211 rushing yards from Jaden Daniels specifically.
And he's basically played, what, four games this year?
Yeah, JP really said like three, four games. Yeah.
So
50-ish a game. Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a hell of a number right there. And the reason I asked about it is he better this year? Because I don't know that he is better this year. But again, we haven't seen enough of Daniels this year. To me, they're having that sophomore year that I think a lot of teams have when they come out of the gate, and they're really, really good. We're just very fortunate. We never saw that here, Dusty. Our sophomore slump was, going to the Super Bowl and winning it. Seriously. Unless you want to say Mahomes' first year was technically his second season, and that was the sophomore slump was losing in the AFC Championship game in overtime to Tom Brady. Is that your sophomore slump or losing in the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl is your sophomore slump? Like, every team goes through it. We're watching it right now in Houston. They kind of took a little bit of a step back last year, even though they made it all the way to the divisional round. It didn't look the same. And now this year, look what's going on down there. Is Daniels going to fall into that rut? Or are they going to find a way to bring him back up and push him forward? But you can't do anything if the guy's injured. And that's part of who you are, too.
I feel like maybe he had a junior slump when they lost in that AFC Championship game Cincinnati, because that was the worst half he's ever played.
Yeah.
Other than that Vegas game on Christmas Day. Coming up on the other side, It's our Friday NFL parlay. We will do a Chiefs parlay on Monday, but tomorrow we will do our NFL parlay here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
That's right. It's a Friday. No Chiefs game on Sunday. It's on Monday, obviously. So we give you our Friday NFL parlay, and it's brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Bets.
We just got an email from some of our friends in the gambling world. FBI props are now out.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
Who will receive a longer sentence, Chauncey Billups at minus 200 or Terry Rozier at plus 150?
Seem like good odds.
Now they have next player or coach arrested for illegal gambling.
Ooh, who's the favorite?
Well, who the favorite is Malik Beasley at 5-1.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. at 6-1.
Oh boy.
I mean, they got everybody listed on this thing right now. That's a name.
Where's LeBron?
Yeah, he's third.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
7-1.
Oh my.
Rick Pitino 8-1.
A lot of Rick Pitino getting thrown around on Twitter.
Is there really?
There is.
The first thing I've seen about Rick Pitino. Because he's Italian?
Listen, all these guys have played for him at some point. Like every guy that's mentioned has been a part of playing
really?
For him. And so, yes, exactly. So obviously that could be nothing. But
and then they got next Hall of Fame player to be arrested for illegal gambling.
Where's Michael Jordan?
He would be 1, 2, 3, fourth on the list at 6-1.
How many rings does Michael Jordan have?
Six.
Okay.
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not.
Yeah, I kid you not with these odds, too. I mean, it's unbelievable. That right there is just...
And the best part about that audio
priceless.
That gets cut off, and I think I sent the station account one, Charles Barkley, there he goes, I think it's a good time to go to break, Ernie.
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not.
Hey, Ernie, time to go to break.
I think that's a good time to go to break, Ernie. So it is our Friday NFL parlay again, brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be, coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Mac, your name's first on the list. What's your one leg of this three-leg parlay?
Patriots going up against the Browns. How about Drake May over 223.5? That's minus 111. He's thrown for over 200 every game. He's done this, I think, over half the time. He's right around this number every time. So, yeah, I'll take it.
Do you think they're going to need to throw the ball that much against them? Well,
Browns have a decent defense.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that it's close for like a half and he throws. I mean, he does this pretty quickly. They're going to have one long ball to Diggs or Booty or someone. He's going to have one 50-yard pass.
Long ball to Booty, huh?
That's exactly right, bro.
Booty Kool-Aid was a matchup in the NFL this year.
Yep.
True story. Yes. Again, can't make it up. Drake May liked that kid a lot. I mean,
he's rising
I love
star.
That coach-quarterback combination in New England. They should be excited up
Keep
there.
It. Keep it. It's like he finally got somebody better than Tannehill, and it's weird that he can just manage the defense. Yes. Let him and Josh McDaniel go manage the offense. And
that's the way you want to do it, man.
It's perfect. It works out. Mine is Ja'Marr Chase over 7.5 receptions. It is minus 137, so not a whole lot of juice. But Ja'Marr Chase was a rock star in his press conference this week. You know, they talk about how many receptions can you get in a game? 20? He's like, I don't know, probably. He's like, is that written on the mirror? He goes, no. Super Bowl. That's my only goal. Super Bowl. So, like,
good.
You can hate Ja'Marr Chase all you want, but you can love to hate him. Again, I sent you and Drew the text. He's my most biggest guilty pleasure in football, in the NFL. Like,
mine's Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, did that change. Yeah. That changed overnight.
No, even before that, it was like a guilty pleasure. Like, I was listening to everything he wanted.
Well, that's true.
Say,
that's fair.
Know?
That's fair.
So, Drake May over 223.5 for Mac. I have Ja'Marr Chase over 7.5 receptions. Bob, you have?
I have Jaxon Dart over a half passing touchdown against the Eagles, even though I think the Giants are going to get smoked this weekend by the Eagles. I still think Jaxon Dart has at least one touchdown pass at minus 212.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's the over-under. They just don't really, they're kind of scared putting it there minus 212, but they don't want to put it at 1.5 because that's too much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that together is plus 383. That's not bad.
It's not bad. No,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. Bet 10, win 38, you know, that type of thing. That's a nice little kind of return on investment right there. You're not getting that at the bank these days.
You put it all on the Chiefs at minus 12 and a half.
Damn right.
Yeah. Is it 12 and a half now?
So.
Oh, my God. I hate that. That keeps going up like that, man. Why everybody's betting on the Chiefs, betting on the Chiefs, betting on the Chiefs, man. The only way you get money on the other side is to raise that line really, really high. And then everybody's going, all right, fine, we'll put money on Washington now, and the line will drop, right?
So. Let's see here. Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Chiefs are, 12 and a half.
Wow. That's crazy now.
Minus 800 on the money line if you have zero stones. I heard last night Al Michaels was talking about the Super Bowl that he called with L.A. and – or not, it was San Diego and San Francisco. I didn't know this, and maybe somebody could help me out with this research. The 49ers were minus 19 in that Super Bowl.
Well, that was back in the day where the NFC just crushed everybody. I mean, and those Super Bowls were not compelling.
But again, let's say this out loud. They were minus 19-point favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
Not surprised by that at all. Because
that
I think,
is insane.
But that's the way it was. Like, Dallas rolled everybody in the Super Bowl. The Giants were rolling everybody in the Super Bowl. Washington was rolling everybody in the Super Bowl.
And what, they won that game like 49-22?
Yeah, blowout.
Or whatever it was. And then I remember Al was telling Kirk Herbstreit in that game, he's like, and then one of the last plays of the game, Humphreys threw like a Hail Mary to the end zone. He's like, you could feel everybody's voice just like drop. And you know why? And Kirk's like,
right. Kirk's like, again, Al. But I think that was back in the day when the Super Bowl sucked. I mean, it really did. I mean,
the Chiefs were massive underdogs against the Vikings in '69.
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what the line was, but they were because it was the NFL and it was the AFL. You know, everybody looked
but
at it like 19, that.
19,
yeah,
like what was that? 1994.
Oh well, I was in college, so it was '96, I think.
95 is what I've got.
95, 96 season though. Like, 95 season, but January of '96 Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. And Steve Young threw six touchdowns.
You had Steve Young and Jerry Rice going up against Stan Humphrey and like Natron Means and like Bobby Ross was their coach. Like there were so many Super Bowls that were just hot garbage over the years. Most of those in the early 90s and, you know, into the 2000s. It was kind of just junk.
49-26. They opened up as 17.5, went all the way up to 19.
Yeah, it's
not crazy. And they covered.
And they covered.
Oh, yeah.
And they covered. Without an issue. I mean, it was never a game.
No, I mean,
You know, it's just, I mean, back in the day, it's a lot different than it was right now. The AFC was dog crap, and the NFC just beat everybody's brains in all the time. You had the Giants, you had Dallas, and you had San Francisco just crushing everybody in the Super Bowl for a good 10-year period. I was listening yesterday to all this coverage come down, and Boomer Esiason started to wonder out loud about one of these games that he was watching about with the referees right now because of what's going on with the gambling stuff. And this is where it's going to lead, guys. Like Adam Silver, Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred, and the guy who runs the NHL all have a perception issue right now, and they've got to change that because everybody now is thinking, oh, is this real? Like, no matter what you believe, no matter how you feel, everybody's going to have that take. And Boomer said yesterday, he goes, man, remember that Rams-Saints game where they had that phantom, or they didn't call the pass interference penalty at the end, and the Rams ended up winning and beating the Saints and going to the Super Bowl? He goes, now I look back at that, and it makes me wonder. Do you guys have a game now where you look back and go, huh, makes me wonder? Because for me, it immediately went to the forward progress Tennessee game with Derek Johnson.
Yeah. Makes no sense, that call.
Right. Makes you wonder.
I look at the 2018 AFC Championship game. The ball definitely hit Julian Edelman's thumb. Tom Brady, they said, got smacked in the face by Chris Jones. They called a roughing the passer call. And then Dee Ford's offsides, which is his own fault. But, like, it just...
Yeah, that one's true, but those other two,
other two, I'm with you. The Dee Ford, he was offsides. I
mean, they showed the slow-mo of Edelman fielding the punt off the ground and his thumb moving.
Right.
And it's like, nope. And so, again, Chiefs get all the calls. Pitchers got all the calls. Everybody gets all the calls when you're dominant.
Yep,
it just
right.
it seems to feel that way.
Yeah.
And to me, that's one of those things where I'm like, this is supposed to be Brady's last year, they thought.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, that ball didn't touch his thumb. New England remains with possession. I'm like, no, dude, like I'm Leo from that gif of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood pointing at the TV like he touched it. Nah.
No.
Not a chance.
What about you, Mac?
Yeah, I think it was 2017, maybe 20. Yeah, I think 2017 Steelers, Patriots, AFC Championship game, Jesse James. Like, clear catch in my mind in the end zone. They would have won this game. They called it a no-catch. Patriots, another Super Bowl trip. And it was just like, dude, what?
Right.
That was a catch. It was right there, right in front of me. Like, I watched that. Mm-hmm. It's a catch.
You could also go to a Steelers playoff game against the Chiefs where they called a holding call.
Holding call.
that absolutely 18-16
the 18
game?
Touchdown game and you lost. Yeah, like that was a wild one too.
Was on Fisher that they called that?
Yes, it was a stupid penalty. There was no holding at that point in time. And I'm sure there are baseball games. I mean, I'm sure St. Louis fans will say the Dinkinger game. I mean, like, look at that thing. You know, that's a big what if right now in baseball, or you know, the perfect game where you know they got the call wrong for the guy in Detroit that year, and last night the interception that was overturned that was a pick six, right call to overturn that. But what if they didn't overturn that and everybody's watching that ball bounce around on the ground? These leagues right now, guys, I'm telling you, they're playing with Pandora's box right now because everything they do is going to be scrutinized. Did you see the SEC put an official on leave for the rest of his career because they didn't like a call that he made?
Jeez.
And he's made multiple bad calls.
And now he was retiring at the end of the season, which kind of gets buried in all of this. But they suspended him for the year, which means his career is now over as an official. Man, you're making a lot of these bad calls. Everything is going to be questioned now. That's where we are. And you know what? You're right to question everything in sports. I've been telling you that for the last 10 years or so. But now everybody's onto it. Everybody's going to be questioning everything, every bad call, every mistake, every drop, every missed shot, every strikeout, every ball buried in the dirt. Everybody's going to be questioning everything. And I think that does suck right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, that's where we are with this.
Something that doesn't suck and questions we get to ask are always fun. Sean Smith joins us on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, he's horrible.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.